Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, Eagles first and 10, left to right. At the 14 of Dallas, leading 7-6. Hurts in an empty gun. They blitz him. He just steps out of that tackle, lobs it in the end zone, caught by Goddard at the one, and steps in for the touchdown.
I don't know if I've heard Brad Sham so defeated during calls for an entire game. But that's what happened yesterday. 34-6. The Dallas Cowboys lose again at home. They get destroyed at home again. This is Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We have a Tolo Ticket giveaway along with all of your phone calls and your Odyssey app rage at 7:20 this morning. But we have to play what happened after the game. How long did it take for you to realize that the Ferguson CeeDee Lamb pass in the end zone was sun-related? Did it take CeeDee pointing up or communicating on the sidelines to Mike McCarthy? Did you just think? At first I thought it was a miscommunication between those two because they're in the same area. Mm. Probably bad play design right there. And who was supposed to get it? Was right. Ferg? I thought Ferg was letting it go for Lamb. And maybe Lamb thought Ferg was going to get it, so that's why the ball escaped him.
And then, you know, if you're going to track a ball in the sun, it doesn't matter if you're playing baseball or what, like, taking your eye off it is the one thing that really, like, you can't do. Like, you can take your eye off the ball.
Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Right, sometimes you don't have a choice. You can take your eye off the ball, like, and then still pick it back up. But when the sun's involved, I mean, you're really cooked if you take your eye off it. And I think that's what happened with CD, is he thought Ferg was going to get it, so his eyes went over there, and to try to pick the ball back up, it was just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, when you're sitting in the stadium, it can be a little difficult at times because you're, like, alternating between looking up at the TV broadcast and watching. So it probably wasn't, I probably didn't realize that that's what was at play until like 20 minutes after, and you started seeing some of the stuff on social media, because in the moment it looked like they screwed up communication, and that when CeeDee was going to the sideline, it looked like, oh, CeeDee's just complaining with Mike about play calling or something.
This was 7-3 though, right? Yeah. This was a huge moment in the game.
Absolutely.
You take the lead with a touchdown.
Yes.
Instead, they settle for the field goal to make it 7-6. So it's not like Jerry Jones tomorrow is not going to be comfortable bringing this up at 8:30. It's not like they were getting blown out. We got 40 other things to worry about. No, this was 7-3, and you were going to take the lead with a touchdown. And I tweeted the reporters, including Bobby, and none of them listened to me.
Well,
thanks to all you guys. So we just got to catch the heat for being cowards every week with the Jerry interview. I tweeted all the reporters and said, can someone please ask Jerry about the sun so we don't have to?
I got asked.
It
did.
Look at your stupid face and your stupid voice. That tells everything. You got us. How did it happen?
So Jerry wrapped up after his quick 5 minutes. So he'll usually do 12 minutes outside the locker. He did five, and then he wrapped it. And then when he wrapped it, he will then walk away. And so as we're walking, you'll ask him some questions. Then he'll stop outside the elevator and talk for another 5 minutes. So usually you get him for 20 or so, but this time he cut the time outside the locker short. And then as he's walking away from the locker to his walk, he turned back around and went, oh, by the way, we know where the sun is.
He brought it up.
Yes, but we still knew we had time to ask him questions. We were still going to ask him questions walking along the way, just away from the thing. Sorry, we were wanting to get to things like, when are you going to fire this head coach of yours? that we were trying to run through that. We already know what he's going to say about the sun, but he did. He wanted to volunteer.
I would have told you what he was going to say about Mike. Of course, he did address McCarthy afterwards, and he said, no interest in making a coaching. Well, you know, we'll play it for you and just go ahead and get that out of the way. Mike McCarthy, still safe for the job status?
I change coaches in the season with Wade and have always regretted it. And as a matter of fact, I made a change with Chan Gailey after 2 years. I regretted that. That's not enough. You need to give yourself a chance. I've had a lot more rope than that. In my time, I'm not anybody pulling it short on me.
But that Wade team was 1-7, right? I mean, when you made that change.
Well, but still, what are we? 3-6.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's better math, but yeah. I sure don't sit around and say, well, now you get minus two more and we're going to be in there. I really don't.
Yeah.
And no, I just, Mike's a heck of a coach. He's a great coach in my mind and has and should. Have the opportunity to do better than we're playing right now. So like I said, I haven't had good experience changing coaches in the middle of the season.
Man, he was super nice to Mosley right there.
Mosley.
Maybe he thought he was talking to a blind person. Well,
I mean, Matt's got the glasses on now. I don't know if that
all he's missing is the stick.
That's it. I don't know, Matt. Maybe Matt was trying to be a little bit.
Mosley should have been the one to ask about the sun.
Yes.
He's wearing the sunglasses. How would you have asked it, Matt?
Jerry, the sun coming from the. It sets in the west, and this time of year, it's, you know, daylight savings is over, so it's quite early, and it's in the eyes of CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, you got lightheaded right there. This is what Jerry actually had to say about the sun while stopping down and bringing it up to reporters.
By the way, we know where the sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not, so we do know where the damn sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up? Why not mitigate that?
What?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
The sun and the
seating
died.
Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, build another. Are you kidding me?
But it's not, you don't have
everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the sun's going to be. So every team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the sun is and not calling us?
I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun, and what about the sun? Where's the moon? But we're fine, but everybody plays in the sun out here.
Where's the
okay,
moon?
So, where's the moon was trending afterwards.
I think you know where the sun's going to be more than a year in advance.
I think he means in terms of they know when they find out a year in advance when their games are going to be played.
So there's only one other stadium that is, there used to be two stadiums that were impacted by the sun the way we are, right? They were east-west facing stadiums that were either outdoor or had windows like we do in the NFL. All right. One was the LA Coliseum, which was built pre-war, pre-first war, okay? And then the other one...
Russia-Ukraine, you mean.
Right, absolutely.
That recent.
And then the other one is, now it's called Highmark Stadium. We know it as Ralph Wilson.
Buffalo's.
Okay? Now, little Google search. How are the Bills building their new stadium? Are they building it east-west? No, it's right next door, north-south. Like, nobody builds their stadium. Now, if you want to build it east-west... You can have it in a full dome, like the Mercedes-Benz dome, whatever. Like, the sun doesn't really impact it there.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, they're all north-south.
I think he thinks it's some sort of home field advantage, honestly. But, like, the way the crown of Texas Stadium used to be, how it's like, well, this is difficult on everybody. It's like, well, it's more difficult on the people coming in here because they don't have to play with it consistently. We play with it. I genuinely think.
Really? Don't think it was a construction mistake? Because that is what this really gets him riled up. And tomorrow, again, it's not going to be fun talking about this. It's going to get really, really uncomfortable. I think he thinks people are trying to suggest y'all screwed up. You overlooked that with this magnificent piece of art out here. And y'all overlooked something so simple and obvious.
I don't think they did it necessarily on purpose. I mean, maybe they did. But I think it's more just that's the stubbornness of doing anything about it. It's just like, well, it's like a quirk. It's like a trait of our stadium, and we can use it as an advantage. Like, I think he thinks of it as some sort of advantage.
What do you think, Choppy?
I think Bobby's
has
right.
Buffalo or any of those other stadiums ever admitted that they messed up the build?
And is the sun ever out in Buffalo?
The sun's never out in Buffalo, right? I don't think it's ever been a big deal because, like, also the way the stadium is here with the windows, first of all, it might magnify it. When you have those windows shut, right, it might actually magnify it. But also, it's lower. When the other stadiums, they've got stands up there. So when it gets to the lowest point,
it blocks it. There's a lot of people who think that he wants it for the television aesthetics. He cares more about the way the stadium looks on TV than it affecting anything on the field. That the sun in there, it's not a joke. It's beautiful. That's a theory. That people have is the TV aesthetics that are out there.
I do think Bobby's got a point. Like, I do think he does think now, at least he's trying to talk himself into it. I don't think he thinks it. I think he's trying to convince himself that it is some kind of advantage.
Because, look, he is right. Everyone does have to deal with it, right? Now, should you determine what you do to start the game, therefore determining what happens third quarter? Based on that, probably. Should you adjust your play calling?
Yeah.
That was the follow-up there with the reporter. So is it more on Mike? Why are you going to throw that pass if the sun is going to be a factor and blind your wide receiver? And then someone on my Instagram page said, imagine counting on a sun home field advantage that could affect or harm you 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that being into your planning, your thought process.
Yeah. I mean, what do you just go there and change your visor?
And this is what we're going to ask him tomorrow. Why do you draw the curtains for other events there? Why do you pull the curtains for Monster Truck? Why do you pull the curtains for WrestleMania? Dave Hellman tweeted out the evidence. Why do you pull the curtains for concerts? Why do you do it then?
So I would think he would say he has nothing to do with those events making those decisions. That's like they're using the facility and they want that up there. And so for him, it's just like, well, that's not my call. But for me, it's this is what I want to do. But
maybe that's the first thing. Do you think of the sun as an advantage for you guys because you're used to it? Maybe that's a different way to ask it because CeeDee Lamb afterwards totally disagreed with Jerry.
Are you in favor of curtains?
Yes, 1,000%.
Would you talk to Jerry about that?
I mean, y'all doing my job right now.
Y'all are doing my job right now. So thank you, CeeDee Lamb. Thank you for giving us the opening for this tomorrow at 8:30. Here's the bigger problem as well. The entire team could march to Jerry's office this morning, knock on his door and say, we would like you to put curtains up. We're high octane where we were. We're supposed to be built offensively. We don't want this. This is a problem. It's annoying. Can you please block it? He wouldn't give a rat's ass.
No.
He wouldn't give one. Just like he said about the tours, all the players could go and say it's distracting. We don't want other people in the building. This is our home. You know, it's uncomfortable. And here he said, I don't care one bit.
You know, Brian just texted us a photo, and he goes, even Alex Kemp, the referee, was having problems with the sun. This was on the Micah sack fumble. Like, Alex Kemp can't see. He's having to cover his eye. Yeah. Maybe that's why Jerry dressed up as a blind referee. It's because they were staring into the sun in his stadium so much.
They,
this does, by the way, this does feel like it has, maybe it's just our way of thinking about it. We think of it through a Cowboys lens. I don't feel like this has benefited them more, though. I feel like more consistently they get burned by it.
I think they do. It feels like they do. Baylor did this with their basketball stadium. They not sun related, but like they screwed up the build. They put the camera well too high. So you were looking basically from the bird's eye view of the game. So they went 1 year with it, and then this year they've changed it up. Now it's a little bit too low, but it's much, much better. It's just the refusal to admit when you're wrong. Like just admit it. Just admit it. Look, we screwed up. We didn't think of it. We didn't think of it when we built the stadium. Like, that's okay. It's not okay, but it is. It's better than this. It's better than this. Just refusing.
Yeah, it's an absolute refusal.
To admit when you did something wrong.
It feels like the only stadium really in football, because that's one of the things about football stadiums. In baseball, you get the different dimensions and the different things that can like impact the game. This one feels like one of the only ones in the NFL where the dimensions or the design of your stadium impacts the game.
All right, line up the calls for two reasons. Number one, it's your turn to vent. On DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys, you go off Odyssey app messages, and we want you to win the brand new ticket giveaway during the commercial-free expressway at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Maybe Choppy can put the Cowboy apparel back on his head for the commercial-free expressway. And what Micah Parsons said about Mike McCarthy after the game, you may not have heard this. We'll play it for you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com